SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States and 12 allies have given what amounts to be a final warning to Houthi rebels, telling the terrorists to cease their attacks on vessels in the Red Sea or face potential targeted military action. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder says the security issue in the Red Sea has a global effect.
This is an issue that affects the entire international community. The economic impact, never mind the dangerous, unlawful behavior, is something that we're all taking seriously and that requires collective action.
Also at SRNnews.com, police confirm a sixth-grade student is dead after an active shooter event at an Iowa high school during the first day back for students at Perry High, which is around 40 miles northwest of Des Moines. The 17-year-old student shooter, who claimed to be gender fluid on social media, took his own life and also left behind an explosive device that was defused. Crib camera recordings are providing clues to a potential cause behind some sudden unexplained deaths. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Hayden Fell had several fever-induced seizures, but always bounced back until the night the 17-month-old passed away in his crib. His father, Justin Fell.
It was every parent's nightmare.
Researchers at NYU's Langone Health analyzed seven videos of toddlers that died and spotted in five cases small movements deemed seizures that are suspected to have played a role in what's called sudden unexplained death in childhood, or SUDC.
SIDS is extraordinarily well-known. SUDC, or sudden unexplained death in childhood, which is the continuation just after age one, is rarely discussed and little known.
Dr. Oren Davinsky is the lead author of the small study, now published in the journal Neurology. I'm Jennifer King.
Hyundai and Kia theft is up tenfold in the past 3 years. This is SRN News. A California school system is accused of promoting the LGBT agenda.
According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, officials at Hayward Unified School District have given teachers a long list of instructional material designed to introduce homosexuality and transgenderism to students. One of the featured films is called Straight Laced, How Gender's Got Us All Tied Up. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I like to play with gender roles because it confuses people. I like it when a guy thinks that I'm a girl and then figures out that I'm not a girl. I love that.
I may be male and I may be straight, but I'm not completely rigid and narrow way of what you would call masculine.
I don't know where I stand in the whole manly versus, you know, feminine.
Other prescribed movies promote the use of puberty-blocking drugs for teenagers who want to live as the opposite sex.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. This is SRN News. The largest male specimen of the world's most venomous spider is found in Australia.
The deadly Sydney funnel web spider is dubbed Hercules and has fangs that can pierce a human fingernail. Emma Tenney with the Australia Reptile Park says it was found on the country's central coast.
Male funnel webs are significantly smaller than females, so I actually thought it was a female. He was handed in by public donation.
The spider measures a little over 3 inches from foot to foot. Mm-hmm. Tenney tells AUBC these spiders are deadly, but they aren't around very long. The plan is to get lots of venom out of this spider. Since the inception of a program in 1981, no one has died in Australia from a funnel web spider bite. I'm Ed Donahue.
An American Airlines flight from Dallas to Bozeman, Montana, had to be diverted to Amarillo Wednesday due to an unruly passenger. They say the 61-year-old was punching flight attendants and spitting on passengers. More details at SRNnews.com.